From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S. President Barack Obama outlines a plan for closing the military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Mr. Obama asked Congress to be on what he called the right side of history, but Republicans have already criticized the proposal. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan declared that he would not jeopardize the nation's security because of a campaign promise made by the president. A senior administration official said closing the prison is a national security priority, saying the facility has inspired jihadists and has served as a recruiting tool for terrorists. The Syrian government says it accepts a ceasefire plan proposed by the United States and Russia. A government statement said the military will continue its operations against the Islamic State group and other militants. The opposition High Negotiations Committee said late Monday it agrees to the ceasefire as long as its demands for the lifting of sieges, the delivery of humanitarian aid, and an end to the bombings of civilians are met. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has agreed to begin talks with the opposition to begin an end to a nearly year-long political crisis. Mr. Ban announced the breakthrough Tuesday after meetings with Mr. Nkurunziza, opposition leaders, and civil society groups in Bujumbura. The UN chief said all sides have promised to engage in inclusive dialogue. Businessman Donald Trump looks poised to gain yet another victory in Nevada's Republican caucuses. The latest polls show Trump leading his Republican challengers with about 40% support. Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz remain locked in a battle for second place with about 20% each. A good showing Tuesday will give candidates a momentum ahead of next week's Super Tuesday. This is VOA News.